This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-453. It's the SACLs TAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And as I say, we'll take your calls about anything you want, but of course we always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting, and a lot of it comes from the front page of our website. I know that, Nemi, that's where you found this story about the pay bathroom at a school.
That's right.
Who posted it there?
That would be PM Falcon, okay, who posted that to our website.
Yep.
And I had that one in my show prep as well. So do you want to share that with us?
A teacher at an elementary school in Texas rewards good behavior with Boyd Bucks, fake money once required for bathroom trips. Sonia Cross is outraged after her 7-year-old's inability to afford a restroom trip caused him to urinate on himself and suffer ridicule.
Oh, my.
She said, "I was absolutely appalled. I could not believe it. The elementary school teacher requires students to pay for trips to the toilet with Boyd Bucks, fake money the first-year instructor uses to reward children for good behavior." Cross said she found out about the unusual system after her son wet his pants during school because he didn't have enough Boyd Bucks for a bathroom run. "He tried to hold it as much as he could, but he just couldn't," she explained. "Really, that's just unhealthy."
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think it really is, too. this is one of those areas where school just doesn't quite get it, and kids can abuse this. There's no doubt that a kid can go, you know, every hour and say, "Yep, got to go to the potty."
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you do about that? I mean, I guess what you need to do is make your classroom interesting enough that kids don't want to do anything, do something so boring as go to the bathroom in order
just
to get out of it.
Yeah.
That's the only advice I've got here.
The story continues that her young son came home crying because his fellow classmates started teasing him, prompting Cross to demand the teacher end the reward system. "Originally, when I first spoke with the teacher," she said, "she was just going to show my son special treatment. But then I said, that's just not good enough. I need you to stop this for all of the children,"
yeah,
I said.
She needs to stop.
That's crazy.
I get where she was trying to come up with an innovative idea, and I like people coming up with innovative ideas. I get it. But
I wouldn't call that an innovative idea unless you catalog things that are control freak ideas as innovative.
You've got to come up with different ways to stay, you know, to maintain your management of the classroom. I mean, I get that. Look, Ian, I don't like public school any more than you do, but if you're a public school teacher, that's what you chose. You believe the rhetoric that this is, that you're going to be able to shape and mold lives. You've got to manage 25 kids who, you know, have all different agendas, and some of them are going to want to use the bathroom too often. This is, you know, relatively common. This happened to me when I was in school, essentially.
Now, wait a second. When I was in school, I'm trying to think back as you're talking, Mark, and I don't remember having to get Boyd Bucks to go to the bathroom. I just raised my hand and I went.
Okay. Yeah. So, they tried to limit bathroom trips in different times when I was in school.
Sure. Well, between classes, that makes sense.
If
you can't make it.
There weren't any classes where I went.
I mean, we've had stories on the show about people being forced to use a bucket in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the teacher didn't believe them that they needed to go. I mean, really, at what point does this just become ridiculous?
Oh, I think it's ridiculous at its face. Immediately, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I went to a private school. We didn't have classes. You had to go at certain times. But there was a particular reading lesson that was distasteful for most of the class that, you know, nobody liked it. It was a sort of workbook that nobody liked. And, you know, the teacher made a rule, no using the bathroom during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had done that, and I think she slid a piece of paper on my desk that said, don't use the bathroom during, you know, this reading assignment, whatever it was. I can't remember. SRAs or something like that.
I was going to ask you if it was SRAs.
Yeah. God, they were awful.
What the hell does that stand for?
I don't know.
Structured reading assignment, I
Interesting.
Think.
Interesting. I don't recall that.
It was unpleasant. And so then I decided, well, you know, I'm a rule follower. I'm going to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. And one time during class, I let out a big fart. And this is second grade, right? So I tried to pretend like it wasn't me. Sure. And she came right over. She picked me up by both of my arms, stood me on my desk,
what?
And yelled right in my face, "When you have to go to the bathroom, you get up and go to the bathroom." I mean, this is the same lady who...
She was contradicting her own rule.
You know, a couple of months before, a couple of weeks before. I don't know. I mean, it was second
grade. Which way do you want it, lady?
Right, and well, at that point, I didn't have today, that's how it would have been.
Yeah.
But today, I'm a 6 foot tall man who she can't lift up and put up on the
sure.
desk. And that's what this comes down to. This comes down to treating little people different than big people.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think this is sick. And one of the things that disturbs me, and you haven't finished the story
no.
yet, but one of the things that has disturbed me already is that mom found out after her son came home from school.
With wet pants.
Was it? Okay, so he came home early?
Yeah.
Okay, because that wasn't made clear. It almost made me feel like they kept him at school.
Actually, I'm not sure. You might be right.
That he came home at after school as normal, and that would have that he would have had to have stayed with his wet pants all day in school, and
it may be that I remember having extra pants at certain locations. It may have been at school, or maybe been like daycare or something like that.
You mean the school had extra pair of pants?
An extra pair of pants for each student brought an extra pair of pants.
Oh wow!
Just in case,
kind of situation. I mean, accidents can happen at 5, 6, 7. You're talking about kindergarten. They don't even give kids in kindergartens naps anymore. So you keep them from going to the bathroom, and you don't let them get a nap, and try to put them in these structured environments, and you're going to have all kinds of adverse reactions.
So continue the story.
Cross, the mother, spoke with administrators at the Dallas area school, who told the unidentified teacher to do away with the system for bathroom trips at least. Quote, it's not a bad idea to have a reward program in the class, but they're going to continue that, but not for the bathroom breaks, the school district spokesman said. To local media.
Yep.
Administrators say the teacher will not face any disciplinary action, though Cross says she's thinking about asking that the instructor be suspended.
Hmm.
But she has changed the policy, right?
I don't see that. I think that that's stepping too far.
I agree.
The instructor should change the policy for the entire class, and I don't see that a first-year instructor who tried something new out should be punished any further than that. I don't, it's embarrassing for her son, but... that's the way it is. The situation has been rectified.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Has the situation been rectified? I mean, I think if a 7-year-old has been mortified at school at the hands of a teacher who didn't know better or made the bad call, has the teacher apologized to the kid?
I don't know the answer to that. And I'd say that that's the next, only next step that I would...
Right.
But I don't like forced apologies.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're of much use.
Yeah.
What's the... The teacher being forced to apologize?
Let me clarify. I'm certainly not suggesting that she be forced to. I as a teacher, if I were the teacher that you described, meaning, well, first year, this is a reward system, let's see how it works out, I would be mortified if one of my kids in my class ended up peeing his pants because my system didn't work, and that he is then subject to being ridiculed by his classmates and whatever. I'm sure that is not... Unless the person is crazy. Sure, that's not their goal here.
They could be crazy.
Well,
I mean,
she didn't want to do away with the system. She only wanted to give exceptions to this child, which says to me that she was, she's more concerned about her systems than she is about apologizing.
Well, that's fair enough. But what else would you need it rewards for in a classroom?
Who knows?
We had that stuff. I mean, there were, I remember, and I think it was like second or third grade, there were
prizes.
Star charts or whatever you'd get for reading books, and that translated into something. I don't remember what it was, but there was some sort of, prize at the end.
I remember that, too.
I guess I just had great teachers. I never had to wait until to go use the bathroom when we never had bucks or gold stars or anything like that.
Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, it didn't have anything to go to the bathroom. But I'm just saying there was some sort of a system at one point where there was a reward, and there was also the Pizza Hut thing.
Pizza
Hut would give you a free pan pizza if you read a certain number of books.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, which was a really that was pretty motivating. I guess although
to the house or to your house or to the school.
No, you would have to go in
personally.
You'd have to go to one of the sit-down.
Certificate.
I don't know how many sit-down Pizza Huts there are these days, but, back when I was in school...
They deliver it to the school.
I don't think they did delivery back then.
No, I think the idea was, get the kid to come in, get him a free pan pizza or whatever. They had the little teeny pizzas.
Okay. So mom and dad would buy.
Then presumably mom and dad would get a bigger pizza for themselves.
855-453,
the SACL CAI toll-free line. I heard Stefan Molyneux on his show critiquing this with somebody as though it's a bad thing. We're just bribing our kids with junk food. Well, it did get me to read some books.
Pete says, good for you.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You share your thoughts.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have a webcam there. Somebody was complaining about, I guess, Livestream, that's the company that we stream through, is putting advertisements in the streams, like a pre-roll ad, meaning when you click the play button, you are forced to watch an advertisement. Typically, Adblock will handle things like that, but then again, you probably should watch their ads, considering that they're the ones paying for the bandwidth costs of streaming that to you. The question was, what can be done to remove those ads? We'd probably have to pay a few hundred bucks a month in order to get those ads removed, and to me, that's just not worth it. So, sorry for any inconvenience. If you don't like it, don't watch the cam. But if you do want to see the cam, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can see it there. It is free, cam.freetalklive.com. If I had a few hundred bucks a month to spend on the show, it probably wouldn't be in that way.
A few hundred extra. It's not like you don't spend a whole bunch of money on the show already.
No, yeah. I mean, we already spend thousands every month, you know, getting the show out there, and I just can't justify it. What do we have, 30 viewers? I mean, what's the cam peak at, 30, 50 some nights maybe, 50?
It's 50 had, when I'm wearing a bustier.
Yeah.
It's had 1,000 on it, but that's when it was on the front page of Ustream.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a long time ago. So we're not even on Ustream anymore.
Nope. It used to freeze up.
So, there you go, cam.freetalklive.com will take you there.
Buyemergencyfoods.com. They're the place to go get, storable foods, whether it's freeze-dried or other kinds of dehydrated food. Their brand, Legacy Premium. By the way, Ian, we got our box today, so
Laura's excited.
Laura's going to be preparing some and sending it off, because I know you're not actually going to make it yourself.
What? I can totally handle that.
Okay, well, then I'll just bring some packaging for you, and you can take care of
it. Yeah, and normally, what do? You add... Like,
add water.
Boiling water. You put it in a pot and boil it.
I just can't see you doing that.
Wait a minute. Ian takes care of himself? What are you talking about?
Scavenges through boxed foods.
So he needs to do prep? What does he need to do for this?
Heat water.
Okay, so I could do it. If Ian can do it, I can do it.
Oh,
so,
Ian can
I could totally do that.
Let's do it.
He can
bring it.
Do it.
Just bring the damn food.
I'll be happy to.
I would look forward to sampling this myself as well.
Indeed. So unlike the rest of those foods out there, they're 100% certified GMO free. They have zero MSGs, not just MSG, but any of the little MSG derivatives, no artificial flavors. They're the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. That isn't cheap, but... You know, if you think that all those features, all those extra features, by the way, vegetarian and gluten-free options, all those features are going to cost you a whole bunch more, they're not. In fact, you can get them for far less. It's about half of what the industry pricing is. You can buy the one-year package, feed two people on $4,000 a year. And this is 2,000-calorie meals. You could actually eat this way. It's probably a lot less than you spend at grocery store food. Use coupon code FTL. Get an additional 5% off. It's a big deal. Coupon code FTL. Get 5% off at buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Crichton is on the line in Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Remy, that's a lovely hat you're wearing today.
Thank you very much. I love this hat.
You are in the season, the festivities. You've got
a cat in a hat.
It's a cat in a hat.
It's got this Christmassy kind of look to it.
Well, it's a Seuss hat. It's a cat in a hat, and it's all
which has nothing to do with Christmas.
And nothing to do with Christmas because I'm actually pretty anti-holidays myself.
It has that holiday look to it. I don't know if that was your intention.
It goes well with my Grinch slippers.
Okay,
but not my intention. This is usually my winter hat. But thank you very much. If you want to see my hat, you can go check out the cam. What's the address?
Cam.freetalklive.com. So go ahead, Crichton. What else?
I want to talk to you guys about this flag that I've discovered, I've stumbled upon, and I wanted to know what you guys thought of it, if you've even heard of it.
All right.
This guy that goes by the name of the Muslim agorist designed this flag that he's calling the voluntarist flag of the ANCAP flag. I don't even. He explains it sort of that it's a gold colored triangle mated with a black triangle on a that's basically all of it.
It's just it's a rectangle that has a gold. It's a gold triangle and a black triangle. Basically, there's a line that runs down the from top right to bottom left, separating the two fields. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to know what you guys thought of it and if you've seen it.
Well, First off, I don't think that the Muslim agorist designed it.
No, this is not a... I mean, that guy's a pretty talented designer, and you're just talking about a... You're talking about a rectangle flag with two colors on it. The top triangle is golden. The bottom one is black.
Correct.
That's all that's on the flag. Yeah, I mean, the classic anarchist flag is red and black, and...
No, it's not. The classic anarchist flag is black.
Oh, all black.
But they have split up, because the anarchists are a factious lot, and this is the reason that I say, just stop calling yourself this nonsense, people. But if you just go ahead and look up, go to Google Image Search and start looking up anarchist flags, you'll see a lot of those circle A's with a black field on it. But once you start digging a little deeper, you'll find these others that have these triangles. So there's the Christian anarchists, which are white and black. They're all separated same way. There's the triangle and the black triangle and then some other color. So there's the white and black. That's the Christian anarchists.
So the red and blacks are the anarcho-communists?
That's the anarcho-commies. The golden blacks are the anarcho-capitalists. The black and pinks are the anarcho-feminists. There's a black and orange out there that I'm not entirely sure of.
Black and pink, huh?
So your question is, have we ever seen this before? Yes, absolutely.
Obviously you have.
Yeah. How do we feel about it? I don't like the term anarcho-capitalist, so I personally stay away from those terms.
I'm not a big fan of flags myself.
Oh, I'm going to get beat up by the feminists. The feminists are actually sort of a pucey purple, and it's the
and black?
Queer anarchism actually manned the pink one.
I see.
Yeah, and the green ones are green anarchism, whatever that is. Oh, and the anarcho-primitivism. If you want to hear about the strangest belief system in the world, go read up on anarcho-primitivism, because these people don't even, it's not even close to the rest of it. Doesn't even belong in the same field.
Hmm. Crichton, how do you feel about the flag?
I actually ordered some of the lapel pins he's offering on the website. I ordered them with Bitcoin, and they're on their way, but I just was curious because before I countered them, I'd never even heard of any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the lapel pin may very well be an interesting, conversation starter.
I'm against using
the term anarcho anything.
Hold on, is the lapel pin? I'm over at dailyanarchist.com. There's an article here by the Muslim agorist, whose real name is Davi Barker, but it's showing something here. The pin, is this the pin with the V logo? Building a voluntary society without permission. Is that the pin you're talking about?
Well, no, but it's directly above it. The one I ordered was just plain gold and black. I like the other one too, but I think putting tiny words on a lapel pin is guaranteed to cause trouble.
Get where you're coming from, Crichton. Thanks for bringing that up here. I'm sure some people will dig flags like that. We've got a flag hanging in the studio. It's a peace flag with black and yellow coloring on it. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I guess you can get those badges, those pins, over at shinybadges.com. And that's according to the Muslim agorist, who is a pretty cool guy from what I can tell. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control if you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you will find a variety of features. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we actually allow you on our site for free, so you can enjoy all the features you find there. And they include the archives, so if you've missed a moment, it's no problem. You can just click and download as many episodes as you would like at freetalklive.com. We have the last week's worth at the top of the page. You can click into the archive section to go back for years' worth of Free Talk Live. Also, years' worth on our SoundCloud page as well, which you can access from freetalklive.com on the left-hand side of the site under Listen and Share. There's a link to our SoundCloud page there. Or anywhere on the web, you can just type in soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our SoundCloud page, where you may click Share on any episode of your preference, including the Edgington Post, which is also available through our SoundCloud page. Click the Share button, and then a little interactive window will pop up to allow you to choose to where you would like to share it, perhaps Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, wherever it is you want to put it. It makes it easy for you at our SoundCloud page. Go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives. They're all totally free. So 855-450-FREE is the number. BitInstant.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your Bitcoins. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way to get Bitcoins. And, you know, it can be difficult. Some places in the world more difficult than others. BitInstant.com's got more than a million locations that you can deposit Bitcoins, at which you can deposit Bitcoins, and in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com, they make it easy for you. If you don't know what a Bitcoin is, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got a link there to BitInstant.com and lots of other, and a couple other links there where you can learn more. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, right back to your phone calls here. Steve, listening in North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey there. So a teacher that I had, I went to high school back in the early and mid-'80s, and a teacher that we had in high school recently died, and they put it on, there's a Facebook group dedicated to the, you know, his first students of that high school. That
mm-hmm. Alumni.
Yes, the sort of an unofficial alumni association. And they, you know, there was all these remembrances. Oh, yeah, I remember Mr. Miller, this and that. And suddenly some guy goes, yeah, I remember Mr. Miller. I smoked many doobies with him. So I remember hearing these rumors when I was in school, but I guess I was kind of a lame-o. I didn't really, you know, get into all that stuff.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden somebody else commented, hey, you know, I smoked dope with him, too. By the end of the day, three or four people had remembrances of smoking dope with Mr. Miller. And I was just thinking, isn't that kind of crazy, or is it? Is that unusual? Did you guys have any stuff like that going on in your high school? I just wondered.
No, that never happened to me. But I do know that there was a teacher at my high school who ended up getting arrested for growing cannabis, and it turned into a big scandal. I mean, it was getting press all around the county. But he ended up getting his job back because he was just that good of a teacher. He was really popular with the kids, and it was an incredibly poor move on the school board's part to fire him. So he ended up getting reinstated. It took a few years, but they did end up bringing him back. That was the only real kind of brush with teachers and cannabis use that I had. Nemi, Mark?
Yeah, I didn't have any experiences like that. It was all like people who were going to the school with me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I can only point at teachers that I would have, you know, would been certain that were smoking dope, but I didn't smoke dope with them.
It would have been incredibly risky. I mean, for a teacher to smoke cannabis with a student, I mean, that's...
That doesn't stop him from touching the girls, though. That happened several times at my high school.
No, I get where you're coming from. That is also a risky thing to do as well, but I don't know. I guess some people would see that and say this is a bad teacher. Others would say that guy really cared about his students.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, the big scandal in the next county over involved my cousin. She's a female cousin, and she had... I want to say she ran away from home, but not really, because she was 18, so she could leave home if she wanted to, but she left sort of in a huff, and she moved in with a PE coach that we had, that they had at their school, that everybody knew was a lesbian, but nobody sort of said it. So that was the big scandal, that my cousin moved in with the lesbian PE coach.
And was she still going to the school, or had she graduated at that point?
It was the summer after her graduation, and she lived with her for that summer and then moved back home the next September or something.
Sounds
like
entirely legal.
We had an English teacher that married his teacher's aide. I think she was a teacher's aide 2 years, and then she graduated, and then they got, you know, then they got hitched that summer, and that was that. And
yeah,
they stayed together.
Yeah, and my wife and her, you know, we all kind of talking about this. My wife, there was five student-teacher couples that came from her graduating class, and two or three of the couples are still married.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean... People get together at work, and in the circumstances of, you know, teachers dating students, I understand why people find it a little creepy. Look, I didn't send my kid to your school for schnooping, but, you know, that's what people do.
People are going to do it, yeah.
You know, I mean, these are adults. These aren't kids.
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. There were rumors about that with one of the teachers at my school that he used to go down. He passed away recently, but he used to go down to the Bi-Hi Hut, I think it was, Mark. The Sarasota's most famous.
Sarasota's famous North Trail.
Yeah.
Famous for hookers.
And then he would go down to the Bi-Hi Hut and drink, and that was kind of one of the rumors. But the other one was that he ended up dating one of his students after she had graduated high school.
Yeah, I say more power to him.
Yeah, amen to that.
It's a little disconcerting. I get it, but all the evidence I've seen, these people want to be together.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about, we've been on the school topic here, because in the earlier this hour, we were talking about this teacher who prevented a student from going, in elementary school, I believe,
yeah.
Prevented a student from going to the bathroom because he did not have enough bucks. The teacher had some sort of fiat currency issuing, and he didn't have enough to go to the bathroom. It makes me wonder what that scene was like. You know, what exactly was it that transpired there? I mean, presumably the young man would have made it clear that he had to go to the bathroom. She would have told him, no, you don't have enough bucks. And then he would have said, but I really got to go. I mean, at what point did he just stop and go back to his seat and then pee his pants, or did he pee them right there? Like, I would have been curious as to exactly how much effort he put into trying to go to the bathroom. And why would you want to have to deal with that as a teacher? I understand you've got your rules and that you say the kids have to have bucks to go to the bathroom. I think it's a stupid rule, but that was how she was playing, you know, her little game by. Why would you want to clean up that mess? Like, wouldn't go?
First off, I mean, the suggestion is that you don't believe that the student really has to go as badly as they say, or that they can't hold it till the end of class or recess or whatever. And also, they can't. I mean, she has a plan, and if you don't stick with the plan, then the plan's no good.
Rules are the rules.
This is why you don't make silly little rules that people can't. You know, I mean, I get why you stick with rules. I get it. So, because if all the kid has to do is, you know, dance around and say, I really gotta go, and then suddenly the buck system falls apart completely. I think that the only answer is that kids should be able to go to the bathroom when they need to go to the bathroom.
There's an interesting comment here that I'd like to read, if I may.
From this article?
From this article.
Sure.
From the New York Daily News. This is a comment from Cryley401. Says, I cannot see that the majority of posters here have any idea how to keep control of 30 young students. In your mind, you have taken care of two or three children in your life and you think you are experts. Well, you're not. You have all went to school, so you should have a basic idea of how a class works. The classroom must have rules. These rules need to be enforced or the teacher will be dismissed for poor discipline. Now, I'm going to interject here. I would think a boy wetting his pants would be poor discipline in the classroom, but I'll continue. One problem teachers must deal with is going to the bathroom. If it's just go at will, many children, and by many I mean a lot, will take advantage of the laxness of the rule and disrupt class over and over. You simply put out a bathroom pass, such as a small baton. You will find the students that grab the baton most also like to wander the halls most. If not hall wandering, they like to hang in the bathroom for various reasons. What happens if the child gets hurt? This continues on.
Come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Okay.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you may join us online at freetalklive.com if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live. You can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. You send that $5 a month in, we take it, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Looking forward to announcing a couple new stations next week, if everything goes as planned. Always like to wait until after the stations have come on board before I make the announcement, welcoming our listeners, our brand new listeners, so that's exciting. And it was the Free Talk Live AMP program that directly made this station possible. They did not have the equipment that they needed to get the show.
Needed a receiver.
Most stations do. Most stations that we bring on board already have the receiver because a bunch of shows and networks are on the same receiver, including Free Talk Live. But they didn't
the
have
XDS
this.
Is a new kind of receiver.
That's what it's called, yeah. And they didn't have that because they were using a network that was not on that particular receiver. So it's a $1,000 receiver, and we're able to send that to them because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. So directly because of the AMP program's contributions, because of listeners like you, we're bringing stations on board. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can sign up and get on board with the AMP program. Get the perks, too, like the access to the AmpleLink call-in lines, AmpleLink podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more as we go. We'll continue, actually, with your phone calls in a moment. I know, Nemi, you had a comment that you were sharing with us about this this young man, this elementary schooler who was refused access to the bathroom because he did not have the appropriate amount of bucks that the teacher was handing out for things that kids did that were good.
Favorite points.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's more information about that here in the comment as well, which is why I wanted to read it.
All right.
So the commenter poses the question, if not wandering in the halls, kids like to hang in the bathroom for various reasons. When the child gets hurt into the bathroom, due to fighting or engaging in play that is not appropriate, the first question asked is, where was the teacher? Well, little Johnny can't be supervised in the bathroom at the same time Ms. Jones is teaching a class.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Correct. Jones cannot leave 29 students to check on one student, as finding that student becomes a job for the office. Now you can say, well, if little Johnny is giving those types of problems, just restrict him from leaving the room and not the other kids. Well, little Johnny still has to go to the bathroom, and if he pees his pants, people still get upset. Now, let's look at this program of Boyd Bucks. First, the teacher has 3 scheduled bathroom breaks per day from her classes. Now, that wasn't made clear in the article.
Meaning you would not need a Boyd Buck to go at that time?
Correct.
I see.
Okay, now most students are also allowed to go to the bathroom during lunch, so that is 4 times per day a child can use the restroom without leaving class. Ms. Boyd has put in a reward system in which children can earn points they use for various reasons, including extra bathroom breaks. To earn a Boyd Buck is like any other reward system in most schools. You earn them for following rules, like sitting in your chair at the start of class or turning in your homework or following other various rules or doing something in a better-than-average way. In other words, Boyd Bucks would be easy to earn, apparently.
That's interesting that the point that we did not get the first time was that there were bathroom breaks. I did not realize
right.
that.
Well, of course there are.
When first hearing the story.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed obvious to me. There's recess and all these other...
Sure, sure. It just wasn't clear in the article, and I agree with you, Ian, for sure. Sounds like, in other words, Boyd Bucks would be easy to earn, but this boy didn't earn any, so it's indicative of a child who is having some discipline problems and
sure.
perhaps could not be trusted to go to the bathroom
yep.
without someone going with him. Teachers, like most of us, assume that everyone, including 7-year-olds, can hold off going to the restroom for short periods of time, barring medical concerns.
And there's nothing to say that this kid didn't just wet his pants in order to be vindictive. We had a tweet on Facebook. I get the problem. This is the problem with school. And I'm of the opinion that the problem is school. And I don't just mean public school. I really have a problem with the way the kids are educated these days. And the way that I was educated, I just don't think you take a bunch of kids all the same age, put them in the same classroom, and expect them to learn the same things at the same time
mm-hmm.
and like it. You're not going to learn anything you don't like.
That's a good point. And from my understanding, a few of my friends are teachers. It's often, especially in larger classes, it's kind of like throwing spaghetti at the wall. See what sticks.
Absolutely, and it's got to be difficult for the teacher. At some point or another as a teacher, you've got to be saying to yourself, man, I am a glorified babysitter.
Yeah, for sure.
Really? So the comment continues on, just briefly here. No teacher wants a child to wet themselves due to rules or reward programs. Vilify the teacher if you must, but it is my guess that the child needs to change his behavior.
Right.
Much more
the
than
child the, needs to change their behavior.
Much more than the teacher needs to change her rules. The mother should be asking her son what he was doing when other children were using the restroom or taking the boy to the doctor for an exam. She should also ask him why he has not been earning any Boyd Bucks.
When you try to stick all of these round pegs into this square hole, you know, some are going to fit a lot better than others.
Mm-hmm.
All these pegs, I should say, all these pegs into this particular hole, some pegs are going to fit a lot better than others. And, this is why I don't want to send my kid to regular school, is because to some extent or another, that peg has got to fit in that hole. And
or else no graduation.
Well, graduation's pointless. I could have dropped out the semester before I graduated. My life wouldn't have been any different at all.
Mm-hmm.
That piece of paper they give you is, who cares about that? It's the damage that's done.
Yeah.
And my question is not how much does school teach your kid, but how much does your school prevent your kid from learning? Because I've taken my son's learning into hand, and maybe he's good at certain things. There's certainly that's the case. I can tell you he's not so good at other things. But when you take their education as your responsibility, I think that that's an incredibly empowering place to come from, regardless of whether you send them to public school or private school or keep them at home like we generally do. I think that their education is your responsibility.
Yeah, I think getting your kids out of government school is a good first step toward giving them a better educational experience and putting them, if you insist on having them in a school, if they're in a private school, then at least then you're more likely to be dealing with staff members that are compassionate, I think.
My issue happened at a private school.
Not necessarily. I went to Catholic school, and they're not big on the compassion.
Yeah, Ian just believes that all the problems stem from government schools. But I'm sorry, man. The paradigm is the Prussian model,
mm-hmm.
and most schools operate from it.
Mm-hmm.
99% of schools do the same thing. They take the same age kids, they stick them in the same classroom, and they have the same amount of them, yeah, anywhere from 20 to 30 of them, and they make them behave.
Well, I would expect more from a private school as far as compassion is concerned, because I would then be able to take my child away from the school and take my money away.
And send them
so
where?
I guess if people don't want compassion, if the majority of people who are sending their kids to school don't want compassion, then they're not going to get it. But I would hope that there would be some sort of private school out there that would offer a more compassionate curriculum. And,
sure,
and
if that's what you're shopping for.
Teaching group. Let's go to Aaron. He's listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Aaron.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
wow.
What's your name? At the beginning, try that.
Well, that's why you're on the radio and I'm listening. No, I was kind of tripped up by hearing the same old cookie cutter response, government school. Just think, if it wasn't for government school, I think the teachers too often try to teach you through their personal experience. I suggest that you just leave kids in a room by themselves, let them learn from each other. That's the best way to get them more diverse.
And then I agree.
I think they need some tools.
Quiz them on what they learn from each other. Because let me tell you real quick, I went to I'm from one of those, you don't say that hateful just against people, government schools that you like to speak of. And I moved to the rural part of Indiana. I was the only black guy at the whole high school. This was in 82, my senior year in high school. And got along perfectly with the students up there. I mean, you could always have an idiot there that's
sure,
you know, not used to nothing. But for the most part, everybody got along. Like I said, there were only four blacks up there, my little sister and two other girls that were sisters. And, you know, I'm cut real good. Girl self, I mean, big time. But I didn't know about it because I'm just trying to get acclimated to a new environment. But I got into my history teacher, and I've never been the type to shy away from a conversation. I said, history is nothing more than what the majority wants to interpret it to be. She said, you want to elaborate? I said, you want to give me a good grade if I can? And the crowd, the students are going crazy. Go on, Aaron, go on, go on, get it, get it. And I said, okay, well, I tell you what, can we have a little, I got $2 $5 bills in my pocket. And I said, I want Greg, you know, I'm going to give him two questions, and if he answers both of them, he gets both $5 bills. Is that okay? I'm asking the teacher, she said, sure. I said, okay, now, Greg, who in our history books, who teaches us that this gentleman couldn't tell a lie? He cut down the cherry tree.
I want you to hang on, Aaron. We can bring you back here in a moment. You can tell your story about your experience.
Sounds very interesting.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Hour number three is next. Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.